Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Keeping It Real with Sophie and Caroline, or Caroline and Sophie. Today, we are joined by Peavolve. They've come all the way from New York to not only train us, but also tell us a little bit about this new workout, this new concept, this new sort of designed for female bodies with patented equipment to really target the areas that we struggle to lift, tuck, and tone. So here they are. Welcome to our kitchen. And can you tell us a little bit about yourselves, how it started, and what you're doing in London?
Sure. So my name's Amy. I'm the head of marketing for Peavolve. So we started Peavolve about a year and a half ago, still a baby, but it was formed exactly the way that you said. Our founder, Stephen Pastorino, was a personal trainer in New York. He's trained Victoria's Secret models. Mm-hmm. And what was happening was a lot of clientele were coming to him saying, hey, I'm in the best shape of my life, but my body does not look the way that I wanted it to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they're trying CrossFit, they had very broad shoulders. If they were doing a lot of cycling, they were very quad dominant, inflamed thighs. The core was, you know, inflamed and bulking. And it was really kind of an aha moment for our company that women should not be trained like men if they're looking for a more kind of leaner look, which is what, you know, most of the clients were looking for. So the methodology is really focused around functional science. So you don't see the hit, you don't see slamming of, you know, the joints. It's more about preserving your body long term. So more low impact and purposeful movements that lean out your body and give you the toned feel that you're looking for.
Yeah, I think that's, we're going to talk to Angelo here, who's the actual personal trainer that we've just trained with, who's brilliant, but we're just gonna focus on a little bit about, you know, female bodies. And I think, you know, without wanting to sound like I'm really old, but when you get a little bit older, you kind of lose the desire to do running because your knees start to hurt, your face, apparently according to every single facialist, starts to drop, which no one wants, and you know, you just get a bit more achy and creaky. So hits out the window, running slows down, so you want to find an exercise class that's really going to work your body still, get the best results for really minimal impact and maximum results. So Angelo, over to you. We're going to talk about our workout today, what we used, and you know, what you'd prescribe in a general workout for somebody training the first time with Peavolve.
Hey, hey, happy to be here. So I would love to bring a little bit more attention to you mentioning that you want to find something that makes you feel good and something that you can ultimately be consistent in, right? And when you're doing the HIIT stuff and your knees start to take all of that abuse and your joints start to hurt and you know, your hips get too tight and it pulls your shoulders forward and then your neck starts to hurt, and then your lower back starts to hurt, and all that stuff just keeps you from being consistent and ultimately leads you not where you want to be. So this method was developed behind the principles of functional science. So human anatomy, how humans move in an upright position and like as we walk. And we really focus on lengthening and activating all of those deep muscles of the underbutt and the inner thighs, like your adductors and your pelvic floor and your deep core muscles. And that's the stuff that really makes a big difference in how you feel and how you move and how you kind of do everything else.
Yeah.
So, and then at the same time, we found out that this is exactly what women want.
Yeah.
And women want to, you know, have a workout that doesn't beat their body up, that doesn't make their thighs bulky, and that kind of reteaches them how to move the way that they were meant to move.
Yeah.
And really engage those deep glute muscles.
And see results, you know.
And see results.
I think that's something that we all want to obviously achieve. And we all want to, you know, if we're going to put the hours in, we want to get the results back. And also, I think the other point is that, you know, lots of people have really busy lives. And if you're like me, I get up, shower in the morning, take my kids to school. I go straight and do my bar class. It's low impact, so I'm not dripping with sweat like it would be if I was in the gym. And then I'll go home, refresh and change and go straight out because I don't have time to do all the steps all over again. And I know that sounds gross and some people might find that disgusting, but I definitely want to get my workout in. I still want to look fresh for the day and I've got to get my meetings done. So, I mean, there's little choice when you've got, you know, less time on your hands. You want things that are going to be effective. And I think what's really appealing about Pvolve is the app that you've just bought out as well, where you can download a targeted workout for 20 minutes to an hour, and you can actually home in on areas of your body that you really want to target, whether it's getting, you know, your stomach muscles back working again, especially if you've had a baby. I know that was my biggest target area after my kids, was finding an exercise that would strengthen back all those muscles, the pelvic floor. Bingo wings is another massive problem for women, well, definitely me. And, you know, of course, everybody wants, you know, a nice firm butt because it looks great in whatever you're wearing. So tell me a bit about the app, how it works, what equipment you need, and a little bit about your equipment as well.
Sure. So our app, you can download it at the Apple or Android store. You know, it's Pvolve. So it's really a way to bring the studio experience into your home. Mm-hmm. So right now we have a flagship studio in New York, brand new, launching next month, massive in Soho. We're also going to be launching a studio in Chicago and LA, but that's not enough. Yeah. You know, we believe that everybody should have access to a healthy lifestyle. So the Pvolve app gives you access to more than 150 video content. To your point, mm-hmm. you can pick by what body you want to work out, what body part you want to focus on. Mm-hmm. You can pick by time. You can filter by, you know, what structured program you want. We have a 2-week beginner program. We have a 21-day butt lift. You know, there's all these programs that are defined by what type of results you want to see. Mm-hmm. And the equipment that Angelo can speak to a little bit, we have two patented pieces that are by far hard to keep on the shelves. Mm-hmm. The first is the P-ball. And the P-ball was really designed... there's a lot of balls out on the market, the Pilates balls. This was really designed to go up in the crotch, like mm-hmm. you experienced, mm-hmm. as high up as you can in between your legs with straps around both sides. Mm-hmm. And it was really to help you define and reach, you know, your inner thighs, your outer thighs, the mm-hmm. bottom of your butt. When you're engaged in that area, it also is with your core. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of this missing link that we saw out when you were really trying to work that core area. The other piece of patent...
So you need that really to do the workout with the apps. Yeah.
So with our app, you can do workouts that do not require equipment. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we definitely don't want you not being able to purchase equipment from you to hinder, you know, okay. from doing this workout. But it is, you get the optimal results with our P-ball and our P-band. Okay. Those are the two patented products that we always recommend. Okay. And the P-band is the arm band that you use today. Okay. And Angelo can talk a little bit about it, about how it was really focused. What do you call it? We call it bat wings. What do you call it?
Bingo rings. Because when you put your hand up when you've got the winning line, you'll shake the ticket and then you flap your arms. Around.
Oh, there you
can
go.
Can you get a bingo shot for us? I really want to hear it.
Yeah, no.
So, but you can tell about the...
All right. So we just did a 20-minute workout, right?
Yes.
And you felt like pretty amazing after.
I really enjoyed it. And I felt engaged. I think the equipment helps to feel engaged.
The equipment absolutely makes a difference. And the reason it does is because that equipment is specifically designed to target all of those inactive muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And... like the ball, for example, really focuses on engaging our adductors, which mm-hmm. are our inner thighs. And so many of us, when we get tight hip flexors from sitting down, those inner thighs become
mm-hmm.
inactive.
Yeah.
And that's what leads to bulky thighs. So we use that ball to stimulate that those muscles on the inside and the pelvic floor, and your body starts to move a little bit more efficiently while engaging so many more muscles to burn more energy.
Okay,
and that's why it carries over.
Yeah.
And then when we go to the P bands, the arm bands, we're doing the same thing, but with the back of the shoulder. So you know how we always get that front rounded posture? It's because our chest gets tight and we're kind of overactive through the front of our shoulder. That band we're using to pull into the back of the arm and stimulate all those back muscles, and it starts to pull our posture upright.
Yeah.
And then as we're doing all that, we're still standing up and we're engaging our core. So now our entire body's muscles are engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so effective in such a short period of time.
I was going to say 20 minutes is not what you think of as a normal length workout, but actually it is very effective when you've got all the equipment on. Now, quick question. If you are new and you're finding it very intense, how can you keep someone going? Or is it just that's up to the person? I mean, I guess it's better to come to a class.
Well, I think I might actually come with a little bit of a remark there. Sorry, dudes. I just had to go upstairs because I'm moving house at the moment. And if you saw my house right now, we've got about 125 boxes that have been packed so far. I just had to undo a few screws. What I wanted to say was that I was very new to this, and I'm, as you all know, not someone who exercises very much, unlike Sophie, who can't live without her Barry's.
Paola's
body bar, rather.
Barry and I are not friends. Paola, on the other hand, is a great
friend. That's what I meant. And I've got to say, the reason why I fell in love with P-Volve, being someone who hates the gym, I hate to exercise, hate personal trainers, just don't like anything to do with exercise. And coming to P-Volve in the city for the class when you guys were here a couple of months ago, it was a whole hour class and I literally felt as if I'd been there for 15 minutes because it was so much fun. I was kept occupied with low intensity, low repetition of exercises that changed constantly. So an hour literally felt like 15 minutes, and never ever have I felt my body being exercised in such a way. I literally felt as if every single cell, every single blood molecule had somehow been renewed and refreshed and activated in such an incredible way. So I went home and I did the 2-week beginner's course where I did just 20 minutes of workout 4 times a week. And the results are phenomenal. So in answer to your question, Sophie, I think that you just get grabbed. You can't not be grabbed by this. It's fun. It's easy for everybody to do.
When did you actually do your 20-minute workout? Did you do it first thing in the morning after you dropped the children or in the evening?
I did it first thing in the morning.
Okay. So clear head.
But I think, you know, it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You make a decision with yourself that you want to get fit. Mm. You make a decision with yourself that you want to have a good body. I've had 3 children. I'm 43 years old. You know, I've got to start actually realizing that, you know, what I do now is what I'm going to look like when I'm 70. So you need to kind of put the effort in. And it's really, really worth it. And, you know, 20 minutes is, you know, for a lot of gentlemen, it's when they go and read their newspaper in certain areas. You know, it's a decision. It's making a decision that you want to look good and feel good.
Well, and I'll say to kind of what you were saying, what you were saying about the workout and, you know, how you felt after is the main thing that we focus on. Is the one thing that we always say is if your body is in pain, it is telling you to stop. So many HIIT workouts, and listen, we're a fan of anything that gets you moving. So we're not telling you to stop doing anything, but this workout can help benefit you, open up your hips, keep you safer. But you know, the one thing that we really push into people's minds, and I wholeheartedly believe that you do have to listen to your body. So if you are standing up after a workout and you're moaning or you're like, you know, holding your back in pain, that's your body warning you. So, you know, we talk about low impact, and I think in the fitness world, low impact can be a bad word. We don't think it's bad at all, because see people in their 40s now and 50s getting hip and knee replacements. That's because of the way they're working out. They're putting their body through massive amounts of, like, jolting that is just not needed to stay healthy.
And I really do believe that at some point you have to give up the running. I mean, I used to run a lot when I'd had my kids. That was what I did to lose all my baby weight, was just run with my dog. And it's an amazing feeling, clearing your mind and being outside and doing all of that. But actually, when you you start feeling aches and pains and things that make you go, ooh, you know, you realize that you've got to stop doing that and find something else. And for me, finding Paolo's Body Bar, which is quite similar but different, was my way of exercising. But you know, when you're used to doing something, it's just about trying. It's quite interesting to break it up. And this is why I loved coming to the class, is because I'm so used to every morning dropping the kids, going to Paolo's Body Bar and doing the same workout that your body kind of gets used to a little bit. So doing something that's breaking the mold, making your body muscles think a bit differently and your mind think a bit differently, and, you know, just being a bit more inspired to try something new and seeing different results is a really good spur to start.
So if you let me ask you a question, when you go and do your Paolo's Body Bar, will your Tuesday class always be the same?
Pretty much.
They will consistently change.
There's four different classes. You could do burn, signature,
but these four classes are pretty much the same thing each time. Because what I love about P-Volve again, and bearing in mind, guys, I'm only a beginner who's done the 2-week beginner program. When I'm moving to Denmark, I'm going to be a proper P-Volve girl. And I'm going to be doing it 4 to 5 times a week. Yeah. My name's not going to be Caroline anymore. It's going to be Volvoline. Volvoline. No. Oh, but I'm serious. I'm getting properly into this. But what I love as well is, as you said, there are 150 hours of various different classes. So, you know, you can really differentiate. You can literally, you know, if you are working out every second day.
Can we ask you how often you should actually work out? How often did you do it? Every day?
No. So I did the beginner's program, which makes you work out about 4 times in a week.
Okay.
Because it tells you to have rest days.
Okay.
We recommend 3 to 4 days a week.
3 to 4 days a week. Yep. Of how long each time?
At least 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And when we say at least, you don't think that anything shorter than that is not doing you justice.
Yeah.
You know, anything, if you move for 10 minutes and you stimulate those deeper muscles that are inactive, you're going to feel differently for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And you're going to move differently for the rest of the day. And when those muscles are active, as you're moving around, it changes how your body actually engages. So you like, after using the ball and you go walk around for the rest of the day, you're walking with an engaged butt, which is going to help tone your butt.
That's
further.
Great.
But tell me something, that's really interesting. 3 to 4 times a week, that's absolutely doable for everybody. Why are you saying only 4 to 5 times a week? Because, you know, you are hearing of a lot of people who work out 5, 6, 7 times a week. What is bad with working out 5, 6, 7 times a week contra just 3 to 4 times a week?
I think that I would say that you get a little bit more into just a repetitive habit when you're working out 7 times a week. You're not really letting your body recover the way that it needs to. You might be breaking your body down too much. And as we age, our body recovers at a much slower rate. So we don't really need to beat our body up in that way. Like, we're not, unless you're training to be a superstar athlete and you're getting paid for it, why put your body through the physical abuse when you can keep it a little bit healthier?
Because it is a little bit physical abuse that you may not be experiencing now, but you may be experiencing later. Because you do hear stories of a lot of elite professional sports men and women who, you know, take football players, for example. You know, they are in the best shape ever in their teens and 20s and early 30s. But, you know, how often don't you hear of people who almost become invalids and they're, you know, 36, 37, 38 years old because they have literally worn down their body.
Their joints are absolutely destroyed, right? And once your joints go, what else do you have? And that's the most important thing. And that's also why this method is so about taking the pressure and the impact out of the joints, right? We don't jump around. We really make sure that we're loading the glutes and stretching into those hard to reach places to really take the pressure off of the knees. And we train, and when you were talking about all the different exercises and how it kept you really intrigued, that's because we use so much variation with all of our exercises. So instead of doing a squat, we'll squat 100 different ways. And each time the joint's moving in a different way, so it doesn't wear that joint out. It just makes the joint more adapt to handle different positions. So that's why it's kind of fun and also really beneficial for the longevity of the human.
And I also, you know, if you can't afford to do something like a P-Volve app or a workout with a trainer or whatever it is, then you can also break it up. And actually, this is something that we've started doing as a family, is one day a week we'll now try and cycle to school or scoot to school. Or, you that know, when you've beautiful. Got time, obviously time is a real problem because everybody's rushing everywhere all the time, as we experienced this morning. Right? But if you can break up your routine a little bit by doing a P-Volve class one day, a walk to school the next day, a cycle
swimming
the
in
next
the sea if you live in Denmark the next day.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do there?
Absolutely.
Can you swim from your house?
I am a 3-minute walk from the beach. So, you know, and this is very typical, especially when we have these very light, long days. Yeah. You know, you see people from 5:30 in the morning are swimming up until they go to work and go to school. And again, you know, they will be swimming till late into the night. The majority of my friends and their children swim every single day. If not in the morning, then before they go to bed in the evening.
That's
it's wonderful.
Lovely. That's such a nice thing to be able to do.
Well, you do know that this workout actually does make you a better swimmer. Mainly because, you know, when we reach that foot all the way back and we feel our butt tighten up because our legs are reached out, that's perfect swimming form. You reach those hands real far up in the air. That's that perfect elongation that you need to have when you're swimming. So I'm excited for you to really benefit from P-Volve in many different areas of your life.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So tell me, so you guys right now, you are the biggest in New York. You're opening up in Los Angeles, Chicago.
Correct.
Contemplating London.
We are. I mean, this is our third time here. We're absolutely in love with the city.
City is in love with you,
yeah,
too.
No, I mean, the amount of streamers we have in London is pretty shocking. So we're thrilled. And you know, what we're determined to do over the next 6 months is really define what our presence is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this will be the first time that we're kind of going outside of the United States. But we're absolutely committed to coming to London every 3 months. Now we're going to jet off to Denmark.
You're going to jet off to Denmark, yeah, too. Absolutely. And no, I'm so excited about that. And I know the Scandies will be super excited about you too. You
know,
absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. So Australia and Germany are also two of our biggest markets. Yeah. So we have a lot to think about, you know, the next year and how physically we're going to manifest in different countries. But it's exciting, and we could not be happier being in London. We've had a consumer class every day. We're going to have a consumer class every day this week. They sell out the second we post.
Where are you doing those? Just so we know, to share with our followers.
Sure. At Extend Bar, which is a great little place that we've partnered with. And we put it up about a week out, and you know, within a day it's completely sold out. So and it's a good mixture of like diehard streamers and people that have just heard about us through our Instagram and through our social channels. So yeah, London's been great to us. We love
it. So I have another question for you, because obviously nutrition, what we put into our bodies, is
hugely important.
The world has changed so much in recent years, and the way people approach food, the amount of people who've gone vegan,
right.
And I slightly wonder what your whole opinion is around being vegan, or what you think, because obviously, as I understand, the more you work out, you really also need to focus on your proteins very much. In the last year or so, I would say that I've been a little bit affected by health movements around the world. And they do say that if we all stop eating meat, then we are going to have such a profound effect on global warming.
Right.
But very, very recently, I was told that I am so anemic and that I am producing far too low amounts of red blood cells. Wow. Due to the fact that I've stopped eating meat. And I have very much been advised by my GP to seriously contemplate bringing meat and fish into my diet every single day.
Wow.
Love your opinion on that. What do you think, Angelo?
I think that you can increase your iron intake simply by eating spinach on a daily basis. Your green vegetables, you don't always have, it's interesting because so many basic nutritionists look at our protein sources as needing to come from animal sources. And I don't know about you, but I know when I limit my meat intake for a few days, I feel like a radically different person. I feel light. I feel lighter. I'm a little bit happier. I feel a little bit more, I just feel lighter, and that just carries over into so many different things. But there's a ton of sources for iron outside of animal protein.
Yeah, but the thing is I've done the dark greens, and I've done Floridix, and I've tried to get my iron through fruit and veg and certain other things, and it's just not happening to the level that my body needs. So I'm also a blood group O.
Oh, you're O.
Apparently is the hunter-gatherer. We have the hunter-gatherer blood group.
I'm an O.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So we should be eating meat 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Are you doing that, Amy?
So, well, let me say one thing about how we look, like PVOV looks at nutrition, right? Mm-hmm. So we do upload recipes and give kind of guides that way. But the general feeling around nutrition for us is you can't simply exercise and not change the way you eat and expect to see results, mm-hmm. right? But we do look at nutrition as an individual thing. You have to, again, listen to your body. So for me, like milk-based dairy is really bad. I see like immediate bloating. I'm extremely uncomfortable, but that might not happen to you, Sophie, mm-hmm. right? So we're all very different in how we look at things, but the number one thing that we say is, you know, it's everything in moderation. You have to be careful about the amount of calories that you're putting in if you're obviously trying to lose weight, but we just don't believe that it's a one-stop shop that, mm-hmm. you know, cut out meat for everybody or everybody should be a vegan, because I do think that there are a lot of different things that play into your overall health.
I totally agree with you, and I think guidelines are really important.
Right.
Give people a guide, give people an opinion, give people a suggestion, but then figure out what works for you.
Yeah, and also, you know, some people are really good at digesting certain things where others are not. You know, it was interesting. I was reading an article in the Daily Mail flying somewhere recently where two identical twins, I mean, completely identical, you could barely tell them apart, and they had been put on exactly the same food diet, quantity, everything was the same. And one was very, very slender and the other one was a little more chubby. Mm-hmm. Yet they were having exactly the same foods in exactly the same quantities and they've been made from the same DNA. Yet their bodies worked in very different ways. And it was interesting. Recently, I went on a health visit in Austria to the Viva Maya, and so many people wrote to me and said, "So what supplement are you taking and what should I be doing?" And I had to say to them, you know, the thing is I can't advise you that. It's so individual what we all need. You know, what I take out from eating an apple may be very different from what you take out of eating an apple. It's just very, very individual, right?
Yeah. I do think, though, as you said, portion control is massively important. I mean, I used to, when I was really in my attack phase of losing weight and, you know, after having children, whatever, I used to be absolutely fastidious about what I ate. And then as you sort of have lost the weight and you feel better about yourself, then you get to a place where you're a bit more comfortable and a bit more relaxed. And my thing is I eat everything, but in moderation. So I will eat whatever the children are having, but I'll eat a smaller portion of the pasta and a larger portion of the meat. Or if the children are having mashed potatoes and chicken, I'll have the chicken with a salad. Because, you know, obviously children need more calories. They're growing. Certainly my boys are growing at a rapid rate. I'm not growing, or at least I don't want to be growing the wrong way. So I'm definitely more thoughtful about my portion sizes, but I don't want to stop myself eating the things I want to eat. And I think that's a really important message, is deprivation and stopping yourself enjoying the foods that you like can actually work in the reverse, and you can start binging on things that you haven't allowed yourself, like pizza or chocolate, because you haven't given yourself the chance to taste something like that in ages, or experience the process of, you know, ordering it from somewhere that's really amazing and having that melted cheese and everything else. But, you know, I wouldn't have it every day.
Yep. And I think, too, you know, there's the logic. We look at things very logically, right? You know, you want to cut down your sugars, all of that. You want to drink a lot of water. You want to, like, no sodas. Like, all the logical things that everybody knows to be true, we will tell you we believe to be true as well. Yeah. But exactly what you say, when you, we don't ever want anybody to completely deplete themselves of anything, and also figure out what gives you the most amount of energy. And the times that you eat are very different, depending on your lifestyle and your work schedule and when you go to bed. And sleep. And I know Angelo's huge about sleep. And
I'm big on sleep. Yeah. I found three principles to radically change my lifestyle and find that, help me find that balance. Mm-hmm. One is I just drink a ton of water when I first wake up. Because I run around throughout the day, so I don't drink that often. Yeah. So I make sure I really hydrate my body first thing in the morning.
How much water is that?
I'll chug three glasses of water first thing in the morning. And it's to the point where I actually share on my social media channel drinking three glasses of water every single morning to kind of inspire others to do it. And it really actually holds me accountable to do it.
Yeah,
right?
I do like that element of Instagram. As if you put it out there, you've actually got to do it yourself.
Yeah, yeah, there's no faking.
Accountability.
And then second thing is just making sure that I have at least three servings of vegetables a day. Mm-hmm. So whatever, if that's a salad, if that's a dinner with a side, like a lean protein with a side of vegetables, whatever it is, if I just make sure I eat three vegetables a day, mm-hmm. and that still leaves room for me to eat a cheeseburger and drink a beer if I want to, right? Like, and that's the enjoyment of life, where you just kind of let yourself relax, but I still had my nutrients, so my body's still optimizing.
That's a really good point, actually. We recently met with Patronella, who has developed a book called The Human Body Diet. The Human Being Diet. Sorry, I haven't bought it yet, but I will. And she was saying, I was saying, oh, it's really odd. I've put on a few pounds. I can't figure out why. And she said, well, what are you eating in the morning? And I said, avocado on toast. And she said, toast is rat poison. Cut out the toast and replace it with a vegetable or something else that's not toast, or just eat the avocado. And actually, every morning I've been eating a bit of salad with my avocado, and I have lost 3 pounds in 1 week from not eating processed bread.
And your skin looks great.
Thanks. No, but honestly, it's amazing. If you just tweak the little things in life. Can't, you know, I stopped eating chocolate late at night as well, which really helps, because that was my big thing. I would work, because I work when the kids have gone to bed, and just before I go to sleep, I get that real hunger thing, and I just think, oh, what can I eat? And I would just eat half a bar of chocolate. And now I'm not doing that. I'm having a bit of fruit.
So you,
and
actually, so you that's switched helping. To fruit.
I've
what,
switched
what
to fruit.
What fruits do you choose?
Well,
do you, like,
it's high
them?
Sugar, but okay. I love frozen grapes.
So you do frozen grapes.
And I
a lot
love
of people found
them.
That that works really well.
It works really well because it actually makes you feel very full.
She's got something, I think.
She's got. I think she's going to show us her frozen grapes.
Here they come.
Oh, she has frozen
grapes. She has frozen grapes. I love these.
Oh, well, thank you.
They are delicious. They
you
actually,
like one?
Thank you. They taste a bit like ice cream. And I have three or four of these before I go to bed. And actually, it not only quenches your thirst, but it also fills you up a little bit. And
I think the cold actually calms you down a little bit as well.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I hadn't thought of that. But yeah, that's so I've replaced a couple of things and it's really worked. So I, you know, do your little tweaks.
Yeah.
you know, and cut things out that you know are not good for you, but that taste so good. Once a week, I'm still going to have my toast, but I'm not going to have it every day. And also the quantity of hummus that I was eating was quite extraordinary.
What do you guys...
I've cut down on that too.
What do you guys think about supplements?
I think, again, supplements is a very individual thing. I hate to say it like as a cop-out, but it really is, because I think you're taking something because of what you're lacking or something that you need, again, which is based on your diet, right? So as a woman, what I take is obviously very different than what Angelo takes. I just think you have to be very careful and you have to understand what you're putting in your body. I think that a lot of companies are just kind of slapping on labels and putting out
That's definitely true.
Supplements, yeah. And you know, because of regulations, I just think you have to be educated about it.
But don't you think things like turmeric, some of these extraordinary superfoods, are good for men and women?
So I completely agree with you. There's three things that I absolutely love, and they're based off whole foods, not so much like an artificial supplement out of the factory. The first one is a blue algae, because we won't. And like one, it's blue algae specifically helps our cells regenerate, which is the foundation of us regenerating our skin and rebuilding our muscle tissue and re-stimulating our brain, right?
And where do you get that from?
Amazon.
Really good. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
blue algae.
Yeah, so a blue algae supplement is really amazing because, okay. And when it really comes down to it, we're not ever going to
eat
that.
So you don't have to go pond dipping for that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how we would do that. Well, maybe you can do it since you started swimming.
Exactly, just reach down to the seabed.
Yeah.
Okay, so blue algae. What else would you recommend?
And as she mentioned, the ginger turmeric combo. Mm-hmm. Anything that really fights inflammation, because when it comes down to it, the inflammation that's stored in our joints, that's mm-hmm. what's causing us to retain water. Mm-hmm. That's what's causing us to be a little bit foggier in our brain. Mm-hmm. That's what's causing our limit of blood circulation. Mm-hmm. And that all that stuff makes a difference over time with how our skin looks, with how our joints feel, how our muscles operate.
And what about all the omegas? Because I hear that fish oils are one of the most important things to take, especially fish oils, especially if you're working out a lot, to lubricate your joints. And
specifically krill oil. They mention that krill oil is one of the best fish oils that you can take because there's a higher level of DHA.
Right. Okay. Interesting. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, no, and we do, what is it called? We do a vampire slayer shot at our work that has like turmeric and ginger in it. It's amazing. And so I completely agree with Angelo. I think there's like the basics that you can add that are always healthy. I just think the new ones that are constantly coming out and focused on weight loss and focused on dietary supplements, we always shy away from
that. I actually totally agree with you. I think let's forget about the fad diets. Let's concentrate on eating really good quality food in smaller quantities, which gives our bodies the most nutrients and the most impact, cooked in a beautifully delicate way so you get everything out of the food, and enjoy it. Enjoy every mouthful and don't deprive yourself. And actually, let's go back to what people did enjoy about food to begin with, rather than counting calories and, you know, being obsessed with what you can and can't eat. Because actually we know, as we said, we know what makes us feel good. We know what, like, dairy makes you feel awful. I can eat loads of dairy and I feel fine. But we can figure out roughly, without having to go and spending money with a nutritionist, on what does make us feel good. And you can cut down the things that don't. And then find a balance. You know, in everything, find a balance with your exercise regime, with your workload, with your supplements, with your food, and just kind of maintain a happy, healthy existence. That's what I'm striving to do anyway.
So what do you guys think about Petronella Ravens here, who wrote the book, The Human Being Diet, who's someone we absolutely love? She says that everybody needs to have a cheat day a week. If you can be really good and do your three meals a day, she very much believes in having 4 to 5 hours between each meal so your body really has a chance to digest. And in those 3 to 4 to 5 hours, you just drink water. But she says you absolutely have to once a week break all rules, have everything you want, because the body needs to have a high quantity of calories at least one day a week, or you're metabolism and digestion get lazy.
That's an absolutely great point, and I would even take it one step further to say that the best part about cheat days is the social aspect. You usually do those cheat meals with your friends, and you receive such a different stimulus when you're interacting with your friends, and you kind of let your analytical mind down for a second. You're just being and enjoying and having fun and relaxing, right? And like laughing and if you don't have that stuff, life gets real boring.
Who can live without wine?
I mean, not me. But actually, alcohol is really a good point. You know, actually cutting back on alcohol as well. Not drinking every night and actually saving up your intake for when you're in a social environment.
When you really let loose.
Yeah, well, that's the danger of not drinking consistently is that for me, I don't drink at all during the week. And then when I go out, I drink a few glasses and I'm pretty trolleyed.
Pretty trolleyed. I love that, Sophie. Angelo, what is your cocktail of choice?
Oh, I have different cocktails for different vibes.
Right. Tell us about your cocktails and the vibes they create.
My relaxed dinner vibe is a great dark dry wine from Bordeaux. And my pre-night out dinner drink is a extra dirty vodka martini.
Oh, that's
and then when I start partying,
that's my one too, and it has to be not even extra dirty, it's got to be filthy.
And, you know that too. You've had a lot of dirty, or rather
very
filthy
martinis. Really filthy martinis with you.
Yes, you jolly well have, actually.
And then if I'm going to
the club, barely walk afterwards.
If I'm going to the club, it's tequila. And keep in mind that I stay
spicy margarita.
Sometimes. Yeah. And keep in mind that I stay hydrated this whole time. So I do recommend drinking one full glass of water
per cocktail.
And it makes a huge difference in, one, just how intoxicated you are, but definitely in the day after.
Yeah.
Right? 'Cause you
actually, and before bed, my mother, if you're not allergic to dairy, my mother always said, if you've had a few drinks, drink a big glass of milk before bed.
Oh.
And I do that sometimes.
Oh,
yeah,
I
do.
That.
I love milk, which is really weird, but I do. Yeah, a big glass of really cold milk with ice just before you get into bed. So what's your cocktail of choice?
Oh, I'm pretty boring. I drink the same thing. I drink vodka and soda. I just try never to have any sugar. Yep. I try never to have any sugar with alcohol. That's the word. I feel terrible the next morning. So I'll have wine occasionally, but I love just vodka with a little bit of soda water.
Well, I've just discovered something delicious. I might have made you one of these before, but Monkey 47. I can't remember what it's called now. There's a gin called Monkey, and I think it's 47, mixed with Fever Tree Elderflower Tonic, or soda, not tonic, and then a big slice of cucumber or two, and some freshly squeezed lemon.
Ooh.
It is, and a little sprig of mint. And it is the most refreshing.
And healthy.
And, well, apart from the gin. Yeah. But it slips down very, very easily. So just be warned. It's dangerous, but delicious. I'm going to make one for you, Caroline.
Sounds amazing. You know, I've never been a real gin fan. I was told that gin makes people go crazy. I've got to say that I'm a tequila girl any day of the week. A 1942 Don Julio, just as a little shot with a thick slice of orange on the side, makes me extremely happy. Or a spicy margarita on the rocks with salt on the side. Love to. Filthy, filthy, filthy martinis are one of my absolute favorites with extra olives on the side. And then I do like myself a very good, big, full-bodied glass of red wine. I think it's absolutely delicious. But I also think there's a lot to say about your whole your whole mindset around whatever it is you do.
It's called Monkey 47, by the way. I'm just going to show you a picture. It was delivered today by Amazon, so I'll be tucking in with one tonight.
Oh, my God, I love it. Oh, my gosh. I'm definitely coming to visit you and having one of those. But I do also think, you know, there is a lot to be said about your mindset so that, you know, if you think something is fattening, I think it's going to make you fat. If you think something is really bad for you, I think it will be really bad for you.
Right.
I think you can translate in your mind anything. So I think to all you guys out there, thank you so much for listening.
Can I say one streaming code?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Well, actually, remember, in everything you do, allow yourself to do it. Be positive about it. Let it come into your body, whether it's alcohol, food, or exercise, and rejoice it, and it will do you wonders.
And just quickly, how do we find PVolve? Where do we find it? And what should we do to get doing it?
Thank you. Yes. So website is just pvolve.com. That's PVOLVE.com. Mm-hmm. It's also in the app stores. You just download it there. But when you go to check out, if you use the code keeping it very real, we will give everybody 20% off their equipment purchase.
Wow.
Yeah.
So generous.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a code redemption on the site. So please download the app, especially, you know, globally. It works. There's no issues. Visit the website to learn more about, you know, our methodology. You could also see our recipes on there. And, you know, give our 2-week beginner workout a go and see what you feel. You know, we do say, Angelo talked about this, but if you want to see results within the first 30 days, mm-hmm. we do recommend that you work out at least 4 to 5 times a day. Oh my goodness. 4 to 5 times a week.
Way to go, Amy.
Yes.
Right, I'm clearing my
schedule. We're calling that a little bit of a jet lag, right, a New York state of mind.
4 to 5 times a week. For the first 30 days to see the actual results that you want.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So thanks for having us on.
Guys, thank you so much for coming. And they will be back again in September with a vengeance. So between now and September,
we'll get
try
about
and
it.
Do as much PVolve as you can. Get stuck in. We can't wait to hear what you think. And we will be back soon. Lots
thanks
of love.
Thanks for joining us and lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.